from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott, already reeling from multiple toll hikes. Commuters will also pay more for gas in 2025. Everyone will. Murphy administration has announced a hike in the gas tax beginning January 1st. The 2.6 cent a gallon increase is to ensure a steady supply of money into the Transportation Trust Fund, which pays for state and local road projects. Tolls are going up on the Turnpike, Parkway, and AC Expressway. New congestion pricing to enter Manhattan also to take effect. Tolls on most Hudson and Delaware River bridges are also going up. The grassroots workers group is seeking answers after the deaths of three New Jersey Amazon workers last summer.
All three men died within weeks of each other after incidents in Carteret, Robbinsville, and Monroe, respectively. The lawsuit outlines reasons for believing that extreme heat within the workplace might have been a factor in the deaths, even after the Occupational Safety and Health Administration ruled out workplace factors in its three inspections. An Amazon spokesperson says the OSHA results stand as proof that there was no wrongdoing in these tragic incidents. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It may save you some time on your next job search. A new law in the Garden State that says most job listings need to include a starting salary, or at least a range. The rule would take effect next year.
New Jersey joins several other states in having a wage transparency law on the books. An hourly or yearly pay range needs to be included, along with potential benefits. The New Jersey Business and Industry Association was originally opposed to the proposal, but VP of Government Affairs Alyssa Frank says it's been tweaked to apply only to businesses with at least 10 workers, and the fines for violations have been significantly lowered.
We got to a place where it wouldn't be entirely burdensome on businesses.
The new law goes into effect on June 1st. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
All right, grab the coat, warm up the car this morning. It's cold out there, although not quite as cold as yesterday, so that's a good thing. We'll see sunshine with passing clouds today and maybe some flurries flying around. We'll warm up quickly as the morning goes on, but only making it to around 40 degrees today. Overall, another quiet, chilly day. Tonight's going to be cold again, down to the 20s, mainly clear and calm. Tomorrow, increasing clouds and turning breezy late day, highs in the lower 40s. A chance of snow and rain showers will kick in tomorrow night. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. If you spend hours agonizing over scheduling and payroll, you need to call VCS. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more information, visit VCSSoftware.com.
Parsippany 29, South Plainfield 30, Manahawkin is 26. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.